What did you get involved in music? Because I know you were, you were in a high school band, correct?
No, well, no? Yeah, not like the marching band. I was in a band.
A rock band.
Well, loosely put, yes.
What was the name of the band?
Well, we were called, our first name was Dynamo Hum. I think it was a Frank Zappa album. And then we called ourselves Telepath. I don't even know why we changed our name. I don't even know how the hell we came up with it. But freshman year, Kemper was a feeder, you know, all these small Catholic grade schools would feed into Kemper. So they would have the Kemper freshman happening, kind of getting acquainted with everybody. So a group of us, Tony Knuckles, Steve Garbier, Steve Schultz, some of the guys could play some instruments, some didn't know anything, and we found some guitars and amps and a keyboard, and we said, we need a drummer, and I said, well, I can find a drum set. Never picked up a stick in my life. And we played a couple songs. I'm sure we weren't very good. But after that, I just kept playing. Self-taught. Ended up practicing with a band one evening. They needed a backup drummer. They needed a drummer for a practice session. They knew I played. I didn't know what they played.
What'd your mom and dad think about that?
Well, drums are not quiet.
No, I know. That's why I'm thinking. Where did you practice at? Your garage or something?
No, well, this band was actually practicing in Manning, but I had the drum set in the basement and I played all the time. My mother was a saint.
To put up with a practice drum session that probably went on for hours.
The other thing about it is only you know what you're playing. I mean, there's no melody to a drum set, right?
Yeah.